Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of October 30th. Steve Suman prepares these reports for us. Well, it's officially that time of year. I switched to winter-grade bar and chain oil this past weekend. Hunters donating deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program help put food on the table for families in need. You can donate any legally harvested deer. Just provide CWD samples if required. Contact a participating processor and drop off the deer. Processors take care of the animal and make sure it finds its way to a food pantry shelf. If you're not a hunter or unable to donate a deer, you can still help those in need with a financial contribution to the program. If you'd like more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search deer donation. Let's go straight to the fishing report. You know, fishing conditions are a little bit less comfortable with the weather change, but fishing remains good if you're still hitting the water. Be careful on the boat launches, though, especially with frost and ice in the early mornings. Wearing a PFD is a good idea with the colder water temperatures. Nobody really plans to go overboard, but there are dozens of ways for it to happen suddenly. The muskie action is good to very good. Fishing keeps getting better as it gets colder. Look for fish from very shallow out to about 15 feet. They'll be on weed edges, breaks, and points. Suckers are your go-to bait, and bulldogs, crankbaits, and similar lures can get indecisive fish to approach a live sucker. Trolled crankbaits and stickbaits are also working. Walleye fishing is slow, with evening into dark offering the best success. They're in deep holes, 18 to 30 feet, as well as along shallow weeds, weed edges, and flats with access to deep water. Walleye suckers and minnows on jigs, slip bobbers, and drop shot rigs are working, as are blade baits, jerk baits, and jigging wraps, and similar baits. The northern pike fishing's good to very good, in and around weeds, weed edges, and other cover, and near bait fish and panfish concentrations. Northern and walleye suckers on jigs, slip bobbers, and drop shot rigs, and spinners, spinner baits, spoons, stick baits, minnow baits, and jerk baits are all working as aggressive pike plump up for the winter. Largemouth bass angler interest is now minimal, but active anglers keep catching fish. Look for bass near baitfish and panfish, in shallow to mid-depth weeds, brush, and other structure, and along shorelines, feeding on frogs that are headed to hibernation. Effective baits include walleye suckers and minnows on jigs and drop shot rigs, and spinner baits. Smallmouth action remains good to very good. They are on mid-depth to deeper hard bottom areas. Walleye suckers, minnows, and plastics on jigs, drop shot rigs, and Ned rigs will all do the job, as will crankbaits, swim jigs, jerk baits, and gliders. The crappie fishing's good to very good if you can find the scattered fish and stay with them. Look for them schooling in basins and on mid-depth to deep holes, weed edges, and cribs. Crappie minnows, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs or under slip bobbers are working on crappies. The bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good. You'll find them in shallow weeds, on weed edges, cribs, and other cover. Bigger fish are a bit deeper on similar structure. You can use waxies, worms, plastics, and gulp baits on jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks under bobbers. Do the same with crappie minnows for big perch. Mimic minnows are working right now, too. All right, let's go to our events and announcements. Well, we've got a waning moon right now. We're 5 days past the full. Raccoon hunting and trapping for non-residents is open. It opened on October 28th. On November 4th, beaver trapping and otter hunting and trapping seasons open in the North Zone. November 5th, daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on the 5th. Veterans Day is coming up on November 11th. The Hayward Rod and Gun Club is holding their rifle sight-in days from November 11th through the 17th. The cost is $6 per gun, and they're doing that from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. the 11th through the 17th. If you have any questions about it, give them a call at 715-634-4912. You know, it's a quick and easy place to go and get your gun sighted in. They can handle any firearm you're planning to use, from your 223 on up to your 50 cal muzzle loader. Those guys are really friendly and helpful. So, check it out. The Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc. is holding their general meeting at Flat Creek Lodge on November 14th at 7 p.m. If you need details, call 634-4543. Crow season closes on November 16th. Turkey season closes in zones 6 and 7 on November 17th. The 9-day gun deer season is November 18th through the 26th. Remember that there is no baiting or feeding in Rusk, Sawyer, or Washburn counties this year. Turkey season opens in zones 1 through 5 on November 18th and runs through January 7th. Duck season closes in the northern zone on November 21st. Thanksgiving Day is on the 23rd, and we got a full moon coming up on November 26th. Muzzleloader season starts right after the gun deer season, and it runs from November 27th through December 6th. Mourning dove season will close on November 29th, and walleye season closes on the Chippewa Flowage and Chippewa River downstream as far as Arpin Dam on November 30th. Okay, that's it for now. For more information on what's going on in our area, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and view the calendar of events. If you have a question, call me or the lovely Kitty down at the office. The chamber number is 715-634-8662. The number for Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau is 715-634-4801. This weekend I plan to truck some supplies up to the deer shack, maybe look around a little bit, and then stay out of there for the next couple of weeks. If you're already hunting, I hope it's going safely and well. I'll see you next week.